This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, this week, our aim is to coax you in the direction of fall vegetable gardening. And with us to get into the nuances of that, Ward Upham, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist. And folks, after they've gone through their spring plantings and still in the middle of harvesting from those, often don't think about the opportunities to extend that vegetable production further, but there's a chance to do that very thing, Ward.
There certainly is, and there are some advantages to fall gardening, one of which is that those vegetables that we plant now are going to mature in cooler, less stressful weather. Usually when you think of our spring crops, one of the things we're concerned with is that we may be maturing those plants when it gets too hot. And so that can cause some problems for us. The problem with fall gardening is getting those plants off to a good start. That's what you have to worry about.
So before we talk about what we can grow, what are those ground rules for getting those plants off to a productive start?
So first of all, you're going to plant a little bit deeper than you do in the spring. And the reason for that is that we want that seed to stay cooler and to stay moist longer. And so plant a little bit deeper, plant more thickly, and then thin later. You're not going to have everything come up and survive. And so if you plant a little bit more thickly, you're going to be sure that you get enough plants. If planting seed, you may want to cover that seed with something like vermiculite or compost or peat moss, something to prevent crusting in heavy soils. Because when you're getting those plants started, you're going to be doing a lot of watering. And if it's a heavy soil, it's going to tend to crust. So if you cover that seed with one of those things, then you don't have to worry about crusting. You also may have to provide some protection from rabbits. They're going to love this stuff. And so you may have to put up either fencing, or they also have like a motion sensing sprinkler that you can put out. Just remember to turn it off when you go out in the garden.
That's right.
And then also fertilizing. Really, there's no need to fertilize before you plant. There's usually enough fertilizer left from the spring that you don't have to fertilize before you plant. However, you may need to side dress. Somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks after planting, you may have to give a little bit of nitrogen fertilizer. The easy way to do that is just to use one of those liquid fertilizers and just mix it according to what the label says and just apply it over the top of the row. And that's going to be enough. And so those are the things that you may want to do a little bit differently.
So that gets the plant hopefully off to a good start. What can be and can't be grown at this point of the season? Some vegetables can safely be planted with good expectations, some not so much.
So right now, you can seed spinach and the late-maturing lettuce. So when we're talking about late-maturing lettuce, talking about head lettuce or semi-head lettuce, not the leaf lettuce. Leaf lettuce is going to be planted later. So those can go in right now. Now, if you can find transplants, next week would be a good time to put in things like cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. But you have to have transplants. You're not going to go from seed now. And then the last thing is mid to late August, you can seed radishes, leaf lettuce, mustard, and turnips. If you like mustard and turnips, they will still be around in probably Thanksgiving. They are really cold hardy. If you like the greens or if you like the turnips, they can be something that really provides you fresh greens well into the fall.
But those latter four, the radishes, leaf lettuce, mustard, turnips, all grown from transplant as well or
no,
from seed?
These are from seed. So you're going to grow these from seed and they mature quickly enough and they are cold hardy enough that that works really well.
There are some vegetables that can't be successfully planted at this point, though. It's a bit on the late side, right?
That's right. For example, potatoes. Even though they're a cool season crop, we're really too late to put those in the ground. And anything that's warm season, we're a little too late. I mean, cucumbers, if you backed up maybe a couple of weeks, we might be able to get away with those, but now we're too late.
But by and large, you'd like folks that have not tried fall gardening, particularly these greens that we're talking of today, to give this a shot, for they may be pleasantly surprised by the productivity of these late gardens.
I think so.
Ward, as always, thanks for coming over.
You bet.
Kansas State University horticulturist Ward Upham there. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.